Don't drive home alone. Let Maranatha Drive keep you company every weekday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
You are tuned to Faith Out Loud here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
That's exactly where you are, Adventist World Radio, SID Media. Just gone 7 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock now. It's time to get into our conversation. Nomfundisi Mbulelo Made, where we're looking at the theme of blessing. Special thank you to Sister Rachel Masaza for that beautiful devotion. As we get into our final conversation this afternoon, we're looking at wrapping up this discussion here. We are having this affirmation, I am blessed. You know, as we reach the end, we will be concluding our conversation on God's blessing today. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. And when it comes down to it, we are blessed and we possess something that we can actually offer. And that's not, that's basically the gist of it, to say your blessing is just not your own. You are blessed to also bless others. We're actually supposed to be conduits of a blessing. And we're going to be talking about this. Nomfundisi Made, who is now on the line with us. My pastor, good afternoon once again. And thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much.
Thank you, thank you, Mfundisi. How are you on this Friday?
Ah, the Lord is good.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord is good. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say.
Ah, we praise Him for His goodness. We praise Him for His goodness.
Mfundisi, wonderful, wonderful.
Going in to wrap up our conversation for this week, how can we recognize blessings in our lives? You know, we have that song, Count Your Blessings One by One. I think it's based on the fact that sometimes it becomes a bit difficult to note that I actually am blessed. But how can we do this, Mfundisi, by intention?
Thank you very much. You know, in most cases,
mm-hmm.
we tend to look at what is happening in our lives.
Hmm. Yeah.
Human beings, to a greater extent, I'm sorry, they are selfish.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
They are more concerned about what is happening in their lives.
Mm.
And they are depriving themselves an opportunity to see God's blessings in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at yourself, when one look at oneself,
mm-hmm.
you don't see the blessings. That is not how to check and see God's blessing in one's life.
Okay. Okay.
The way of checking the blessings which you are receiving from the Lord, because mm-hmm. I want to put it before everyone, that on daily basis, the mm-hmm. Lord mm-hmm. showers us with numerous
Amen.
Blessings.
Amen. Yeah.
When we wake up in the morning, the Lord has already begun.
Mm.
Before we even wake up,
mm.
He has already begun pouring His blessings on us. The reason we cannot see, it's because we are inward looking. Instead of looking at others, you know, when you're looking at others, you see the suffering that is happening around you.
Yeah.
And you begin to help people who are around you. But when you have that attitude, you get to see the things the Lord is doing in your life, the things the Lord is providing you with on daily basis, the things the Lord is protecting you from. When you see the suffering of others and you begin to help them in their difficulties, then you get to see what the Lord is doing in your life. You know, that is what is missing with us.
Yeah.
And if you read your Bible, especially the topic on the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation intend to extract selfishness from us.
Hmm.
Once that selfishness is gone, then yes, we will begin to see God's greatness, God's goodness. I remember in one of the days I said, in essence, God is good.
Yeah.
In essence, God is merciful. In essence, God provides for us.
Mm.
When he does all of these things, he is being himself.
Okay.
Just need to lose self in order to see those blessings which we are receiving on daily basis.
Yeah.
On daily basis. You know, my brother, even the ability to wake up in the morning.
Yes, sir.
The ability to breathe in and breathe out.
Mm.
The ability for one's heart to pump blood and circulate throughout the body. That is a blessing.
Mm.
That is a blessing. And you've already mentioned that we need to sit down, meditate and think about what the Lord is doing in our lives. We identify the blessings which we are receiving from the Lord, and we praise the Lord for such blessings.
Mm. We praise him for such blessings indeed. And I think it becomes quite important and key, like you're saying, and looking at the benefits that are there in having these blessings. But you see, you touched a bit on how we are sometimes driven to also acknowledge our own blessing based on the suffering we see in others. How can we, Mfundisi, move from a state? Because sometimes I think it's not that we don't see the suffering of others, but obviously the light in which we see it, maybe we just see to acknowledge, oh, people are suffering. So suddenly we then turn to say, wait a minute, I'm blessed. And if we then do get to that point, my pastor, where we also then say, wait a minute, this one here is struggling in 1, 2, 3 areas and I am blessed in those areas. We don't usually turn to look at it as I am blessed in those areas, but just I am better. We then use it as a comparison table. How can we then move, Mfundisi, from not just being able to see the suffering of others or even moving away from comparison, but actually moving on to say, because I am blessed in the area that others are not, my responsibility then is to then take off my blessing and share with others who lack in that area. How can we move, Mfundisi, to share the blessings we have with those who do not have?
Oh, what a beautiful question. Mm. Thank you very much for it.
Amen.
You know, for us to get to that point,
mm-hmm.
there is no other formula.
Okay.
There is no other formula but Jesus.
Mm. Okay.
He is the only one who can get us to that point where we see the suffering of others, and immediately upon seeing those sufferings, we develop a desire to reach out to them and help them, assist them.
Mm.
The only thing that can get to us to that point, it's when we have a strong relationship with Christ to a point that we have become like Christ.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
There is no other one. Otherwise, if there is a formula or another way of doing it, I would say to you right now that Jesus' death on Calvary was a waste of time.
Yeah, if there's another formula, yeah.
If there's another formula. Because there is no other formula that can assist us with the cancer of selfishness. Only it's Christ. It's only Christ who can assist us then.
Mm.
It's only when we have become like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be easy to reach out to others. You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, that for God so loved the world, he gave.
Yes.
his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in him may not die, but have everlasting life. He came in order to rescue another. When we are in close proximity with God, when we are confronted with him, we become like him. We are changed. We behave like him. His priorities becomes our priorities. Yeah. His mission become our mission.
Yeah.
We get into a partnership with him. As a result, we live to bless others.
Okay.
When we receive the blessings, we quickly identify that these resources, they come from the Lord.
Amen.
And there is another child of God who is suffering somewhere there. And these resources come from the God of that brother, the God of that sister.
Yes.
Then it becomes easy to reach out to the brother or to the sister and help the brother.
Yeah, may God help us. May God help us. But you see, are there any benefits in this? And in assisting others with the blessings, with the resources that God has granted us with? Do we get any benefits in this? And maybe even, is it something we should be looking to? I mean, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Must you also be looking at that blessing that comes with both with giving others? Or maybe that should not be part of the motive. Ours is just to say these blessings, like you're saying, also come from the God of these people I'm trying to help.
Yes. Thank you for quoting that Bible passage that says it is better to give than to receive. To show that we are full of selfishness. People today, these days, you'd hear them shouting, I receive. I receive.
Yeah.
We want to receive.
Yeah.
We want to receive. Here is the significance of letting go, of giving to others when you have been blessed. It actually demonstrates that you believe the one who has given you. You trust the one who has given you. You believe that if you give, you pass it on to other people, the one who has given you has sufficient. He is able to bless you again. It actually means that your trust and your hope is not on the blessing, but on the one who blesses us. It is not the blessing that sustains you, but the one who blesses us, who sustains us.
Amen.
That is the significance of having a heart that is free to give to others. It actually demonstrates that your trust is in the Lord than material things. It's in the Lord than material things. Then, what is the benefit? Because your question is, what is the benefit of giving? I read one book. The author of that book says, you know, a child of God should be like roots of a tree. They absorbed water and mineral salts.
Okay.
But they do not keep that water and mineral salt for itself. What they do, they pass them on. Even the stem of the tree, it does not keep the water and the mineral salts for itself. Just keep a little just to sustain itself. But the greater portion of the water and the mineral salts are passed on to the branches and the leaves of the tree. This author says a child of God is God to be like that. We receive from above. We receive from God. We've got to pass it on. You know, when you receive, your hands are open. And then you get, you close your hands. You have something on your hands. If you keep, it means you will keep your hands closed.
Yeah.
Then won't be able to catch the next blessings. Because the hands are closed already. But if you are passing on, giving to others, you always create an empty space to receive God's blessing. That is the advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe let me,
yeah.
let me touch on this one as well. When we have that attitude, that spirit of giving, allow me to say it that, we have become like Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Yep.
Because, his attitude, his way of life is that of giving. He gives and gives in order to help others. Therefore, a child who's walking on his footstep,
mm-hmm.
I want to believe, my dear brother, that he's got to be giving. He's got to have the heart.
Yeah.
That is like that of Christ.
The heart
that enjoy to give and help other people.
That's how you show you are actually a Christian.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, thank you so much for just this beautiful lesson you've given us this week. I don't know, do you have any closing remarks that you have, a summary, lesson wrap, to just leave with the children of God as they are listening in regarding how they are blessings? And in fact, this whole lesson we've had this week, a lesson on blessings.
Maybe before I just touch on one line of closing.
Okay.
Let me appreciate
the
radio station.
Ah, Mfundisi.
Appreciate the opportunity to minister to God's people.
Amen.
Thank you very much for giving me such a chance.
Amen, Mfundisi, we bless you. Thank you.
Then a closing remark. It would be, in order for one to position himself or herself such that he receives God's blessing, we've got to align ourselves with God's will. We've got to have that connection with God, that relationship with God. Because if we have that relationship with God, we will be able to use God's resources in a manner that will edify and advance his mission. It's only when we have that connection. It is only when we are giving that people are going to see that these people are governed by the law of love. Therefore, they belong to the Lord. I think with those words, let me conclude everything.
Amen.
The Lord is good. The Lord will continue to bless his own people.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank Amen.
You. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Made. Maybe you want to just, if possible, just add a prayer to that conclusion as well.
Thank you. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in a special way for an opportunity to talk about important issues that relates to your will, that relates to your word. We pray in a special way, Father God, that the seed which is sown on this radio station, it may grow, germinate, and give a beautiful harvest. We pray for your children, those who listen to this radio station, those who find blessing from listening from wonderful words that comes from this radio station. I wish, Father God, that you may bless them. I wish, Father God, that you may open doors for them. Where doors are closed, I know, Father God, you can open those doors. And you can close them. Once you close them, there is no one who can open them. I pray that you intervene in the lives of your children. Where they are perplexed, give direction, Father God. Bless families. Bless individuals. Bless the presenters. Bless the management of this radio station. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ah, amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We are truly appreciative of your ministry as well, and may God continue to bless you as well.
Amen.
Thank you,
Pastor. Thank you, my brother.
No, thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you. Have yourself a blessed Friday and a great, great Sabbath tomorrow. Pastor Mbulelo Made, they're joining us this week as we were talking matters pertaining to the blessings that we receive. And today, ending on a high note, I am blessed. I am blessed. And what it means, then in turn, there is obviously then an obligation that we face as we continue in that vein. 28 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock is our time right here on Adventist World Radio. You're more than welcome, my dear listener, to join in conversation. +27 73 470 3520. That number once again is 073-470-3520 with a country code +27. And you can get in touch with us, send us a message, send us a text message, a voice note on our WhatsApp line, or you can ring us on 012-001-767. And that's +27 12-001-7679.
You are tuned to Faith Out Loud here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.